much love.
Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, Mishpacha. This is Kefa Benya. I'm standing in tonight. I know y'all hearing a new voice tonight. I'm standing in tonight as a guest host of the show, Simply Word Wednesday. Tonight we're going to discuss and talk about just the word, as Elder V so eloquently put it, that, you know, if you still up in churchiosity right now, you would be having your Wednesday come to meeting hump day Bible study, as they call it. So I just want to introduce myself. I'm Kefa Benya, and I'm out of San Antonio. And I know the show, Simply Word Wednesday, is coming out of California, and we'll give it a new flavor tonight, Elder V. I'm humbled that he allowed me to come on and just give y'all some food for thought, Torah, bread for living. Give us this day our daily lechem. So daily do we need our lechem so we can have our nourishment and continue to go forth and spread this good news, this Bisorah, to the nations where we dwell. Hallelujah. First and foremost, I want to give all praise and all increase to the Most High Yahweh and to our Holy Mother, Mother Hokmah, the Raka HaKadosh, who continues to teach, guide, and lead us into truth. Tonight, Simply Word Wednesday, we're gonna talk about, I'm going to go to Romayah now. Gonna be a little different tonight. I'm not gonna be pulling anything from old KJV, the King James Version. This is strictly gonna be from the scrolls of the AF, the Abrahamic Faith Hebraic Study Scriptures. This is gonna be our fourth edition A. So I will be reading from these scrolls because it's paramount, and I think it's very important that we understand that. We must have a proper map, a proper road map to get to our destination. You know, if you planning a trip to, let's say, Florida, you just gonna get in your car and drive? No, you probably gonna go to Google Maps and Google you a map to get you to your location. And I'm a firm believer in that, us being of the Hebraic faith and our ancestors and forefathers being of the lineage of Shem, need to get back to our roots, which is the Hebraic roots. So basically we kind of need to just drop all these other translations and find a translation that's set and based back in our original language, which is the Hebrew. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go to Mother Hokmah and Abba Yehovah and petitions and supplications right now to ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and truth, and that this show minister to our brothers and sisters out there who are hungry and hungering and thirsting after righteousness, which is Torah, obedience, and to open the eyes of the blind that they may come into the knowledge of the truth, which is Torah. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to be reading tonight from Romans chapter 2. And we're going to be reading from verse 12 to verse 14. Let's start reading that first. Now, this is coming out of the Hebraic 4th edition, Abrahamic Faith Study Scrolls. For as many have transgressed without Torah, shall also perish without Torah, and as many as have transgressed in Torah shall be judged by Torah. Hallelujah. So basically, we're coming into the, if you notice, you didn't hear the word sin or nowhere in the mix there. We're talking about transgression, because that's how Yahweh sees the world. You transgressing his laws. You're not You're not sinning. Actually, sin is actually a deity, a god. So you're transgressing the laws. The laws of what? What are laws? The laws of Musa. The laws given to Musa by Abba Yehovah. Hallelujah. So understand. And it's high time that we come into an understanding of this, that when transgression takes place, we are judged by that transgression through Torah. Even if we're not Torah believers, like I was big in the Christian churchiosity thing, there too, we will be judged by Torah. Torah will be our marker for our judgment. You know, society today is quick to pass judgment on everybody. It seems like every one of these camps, every one of these groups, every one of these religious organizations is quick to pass judgment on the other. You know, my problem was in Christianity, how did you know which one was right? I mean, you had the Catholics saying one thing, the Baptists doing another thing. You know, Christians, they doing all the things that they want to do. So the point was, what was the medium in all of these religions? And there really wasn't none, because all of these religions are founded and based on man and man's ideas and ideologies. And we know Yahushua had some serious words for people, folk who want to walk after the laws of men and not the laws of Elohim, Yahweh. That's where we start getting in trouble. And then we started to follow after the traditions of men. And that's why, you know, you have the churches, they have some of the biggest Christmas trees up during their holiday seasons, you know. And so pagan rituals and heathen rituals began to come mix in with these religions, and you know Yah's not gonna have no part of that. Hallelujah. All right, so let's go to verse 13. For the hearers of the Torah are not justified before Yehovah, but the doers of the Torah shall be justified. See, you know, there's a difference between hearing and doing. There's a lot of people in church right now that are big time hearers. You know, even with that cat they call Jesus, they don't even do what he says do. They shout his name out, you know, get sprinkled, dumped, dipped in his name, but none of them do what he says do. And as you see right here in verse 13, it says that we are hearers of the Torah, for the hearers of the Torah are not justified before Yehovah, but the doers of the Torah shall be justified. So we must, the right ruler or the right ruling judge, who we know is Yahushua, Yahweh, shall judge you by your Torah obedience or disobedience. By how many of them 613 laws that you are trying to fulfill and do on a daily basis to the best of your ability? You see, Yahweh looks at our heart, you know. He knows the ones that are just doing it for in appearance, you know. Those that are just, they walk the walk and they talk the talk. But when you put a little fire on them, when you throw them in the fire, they quick to get burned up, you know. So our forefathers fell into that same trap. You know, we'll hit some scriptures. We'll hit some scrolls up in the Barim in a minute, in Deuteronomy, where, you know, Musa continually told them, you know, you guys have to be learners, keepers, and doers of Torah, of Yah's word, of Yah's voice. And you know, they were the hearers, you know, all the hearers, they were quick to say, oh, yeah, whatever Yah says, we're going to do. You know, first thing came out of their mouth. But our forefathers also as well. That's why we're in the predicament we're in now under these curses in Deuteronomy 27 and 28, because of our Torah disobedience and because our forefathers had to go out committing all kind of idolatries and not walk and listen and heed to the voice of Elohim, the Elohim of Yisrael, Yahweh. Hallelujah. So it's high time, my people, that you know, we all begin to walk what we read. We begin to live what we read. It's paramount because, you know, judgment is truly coming. Judgment is coming. The right ruling judge will be making judgment upon all of us. And our marker is Torah. So if I could, I'll take y'all. Let's get into the Torah. Let's go to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5. And let's read verse 1. Musa talking to our Hebrew Israelites. And Musa called all Yisrael and said unto them, "Hear, O Yisrael, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them." There it is right there. That you may learn them, keep them and do them. It's very important, Yisrael, because we know that that's the only nation that Yah recognizes. All the other nations, he don't care about. He only recognizes the nation of Yisrael. So you either, I mean, basically, there's only two sides to the stick. You either Yisrael or you not Yisrael. That's how Yah sees it. So when man wants to come up with all these different titles and keep us separated by color, by what our social status is and what our monetary status is, y'all don't look at none of that. Y'all looks at either you Yisrael, you walking in Torah, and you are a either grafted in member of Yisrael, or you are a descendant of the nation of Yisrael. Doesn't matter. Yah sees you as Yisrael, or he sees you as non-Yisrael, or the Goyim. So, yeah, Torah is for all of us. So if you want to walk in that Torah, if you want to follow that Torah, you must keep the Torah. But first, it must be taught to you. You have to learn it from someone. You know, the Holy Mother, the Raka HaKadosh, she's our teacher. And according to John chapter 14, verse 26, she teaches us all things and brings unto remembrance whatsoever Yahweh, Yahweh, have commanded us to do. So I'm a firm believer in seeking her daily and asking and talking to her daily. It takes me about 40 minutes to get to work in the morning. And then during that time, I spend a lot of time in petitions and supplications to the Most High, and I talk to Mother Chokhmah, and I tell her, you know, to give me an increased measure of Ruach, that I can go out into these nations, humble and meek, and spread the Bisorah, the good news, unto these nations. Because that's what we're called to do, you know. But, you know, it's not like we in Christianity where we have to go and grab some tracts and pass them out on Friday. It's not about that. Basically, it's about your walk, how your Torah walk is. A candle that shall not be hid under a bed, but shall be put on the lampstand. That's what we're talking about. Let your light shine. Let your Torah obedience shine. And the nations are checking you out. Believe me, they are. They look, they watching, and they will notice that you are set apart, that you are sanctified, because Torah will make you perfect in Yah's eyes. You know, Christonium and the world says, oh, nobody was perfect but Yahushua. Nobody was perfect, as they say, but Jesus. It's not the case. If we look in Torah, we can see where Yah called Musa, Yah called Abraham perfect in his eyes. Noah was perfect in his eyes. Why? because they walked in Yah's word and his way, and they listened to Yah's voice, and they learned, and they kept, and they did what Yah said do, Torah, obedience. So we too can be perfect in Yah's eyes if we begin to walk in that Torah. So there's no other measuring stick that can be used as a guide in your lives but Torah. Because if you follow it or not, like we just read in Romaya chapter 2, if you follow it or not, you're going to be judged by Torah, by Yah's word. But what has society told us today? Society says, oh, you know what? Them laws are done away with. You know what? We can, you can get on and eat that pork chop sandwich. That's cool. You know, you can go ahead on and over to Mickey D's and pick you up that 50-piece nugget. You know, that's fine. You know, but Yah in Leviticus chapter 11, he told us certain foods that we can and cannot eat, certain things that we ought to stay away from. And I don't want to veer off the subject because that's for Straight No Chaser. Elder V will deal with that, Straight No Chaser. But that's going into Straight No Chaser. We're going to try to straight keep it word tonight. So it's Mishpacha. It's high time that we become Akhad. We become one. We unite. We become one. And what unites us all together is Torah. You know, there's a lot of folk out here doing different things and, you know, saying different things and, you know, not truly having a lot of understanding with what they're saying. But the litmus test, the whole key is that we all base and root ourselves and plant ourselves in Torah. And that seed that was planted in each every one of the believers out there, the Nitzraim, the followers of the way, will grow into a big tree if we water it every day and we hunger and continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness, after Torah obedience. You see, truth is just an idiomatic expression for Torah. Yahushua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth, he was just saying, I'm Torah. I'm the living Torah. I'm the personification of the Most High Yahweh in the flesh. You can pinch me. So when people say that the laws are done away with, when religiosity sits you in the pews and tells you that what they call the Old Testament, we call it the Tanakh and the Torah, that it's done away with, you need to run away. You need to run away fast, too. You need to run, brothers and sisters, because you're being misled, you're being hoodwinked, you're being bamboozled into some traditions of men. Now, we're gonna talk about them traditions of men in a minute. Let's go to Mark. Mark chapter 7. And remember, family, I'm reading from the Abrahamic Faith 4th edition. Would truly increase you in your study and in your growth of planting that tree and watering it every day. Okay, we're going to go to Mark chapter 7, and let's start reading at verse 7. And in vain do they pay homage to me, teaching the doctrines and the commandments of men. Verse 8, for laying aside the commandments of Elohim to hold to the traditions of men. Verse 9, and he said unto them, neatly you reject the commandment of Elohim that you may guard your own tradition. Wow. Hallelujah. neatly. Look how Yahushua broke it down to him. He said, neatly you reject the commandment of Elohim. What are the commandments of Elohim? The laws of Musa, that you may guard your own tradition. And that's what folks are doing today, man. You tell them that their Jesus is not right, man, they look at you like they want to shoot you. It's almost like you talking about their mama when you come to them like that and tell them, look, that Jesus is based on a false precept. The letter J wasn't even around in the first century. Nobody was walking around with the letter J. But due to the blindness of their eyes, and just like Revelation 12 says, the evil one deceives the whole world. They so caught up in deception that they just, you know, you can't even get past, you can't even get past the Jesus cat to tell them about Yahushua, his real name, the power in that name. No other name under the Shemaim whereby man can be saved. So it's high time, Yisrael, that we let these traditions of men go, that we let go of the doctrines of the they're just foolishness. Yeah, it's truly going to take Mother Hokmah planting that seed within you to take these veils off, because you know it. Me coming out of Christianity, I got disenchanted. My whole thing was I became disenchanted with the whole system to where I wasn't even going to church anymore. I mean, to me, I just found it foolishness. But you know, your conscience, Mother Hokmah, not gonna let you live that down, because it, you know, there's something that you need to be doing. I just didn't know what I was supposed to be doing, and I began to seek on my own. I began to open the scrolls. I began to open, even though it was a King James, and I was, you know, in my prayer closet, you know, speaking in tongues till I turned blue. Yah honored that, and Yah sees your heart. He see if you truly seeking. Yah say, Yahushua say, you seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. And that's just what happened. And truth came in. Truth, the Torah, pointed me right back to what churchiosity told me to stay away from. What they call Old Testament, the Tanakh, that Torah, where all the laws are that we are supposed to follow, base our life on. I wonder, did y'all know that Torah, it means instructions? These are just instructions that Yah gave his people to follow from his own voice. That we can be his people, Yisrael. And we just be obedient to his voice. Yeah, sometimes that obedience hurts. Sometimes that obedience don't feel too good. But in order to walk with the Elohim of Yisrael, there has to be laws. There has to be a foundation built on a rock and not on no sand. Because if your foundation is not Torah, then believe me, you are in the sand. And then when that storm comes, you're going to sink. When those winds blow, you're going to float. You're going to fly. So the foundation must be Torah-based. And if you have that foundation, you my brother and you my sister. If you don't, I'm making petitions for you, and I'm going to let my light shine so you can see that this is the way, the only way, the door. Yahushua is the door. What did Yahushua say? He said, no man cometh to the Father but through me. You cannot get to the Father unless you go through Yahushua, the door, the living, the walking Torah. You know, so, you know, Christianity, you know, they quick, all these religions, they quick to run to the other books. Let's look at the books of the apostles wrote. Let's see what the disciples said on this situation. You know, that's fine and dandy, but you know the key thing is to look. Let's see what Yahushua said. You know how everybody walking around with that bracelet, what would Jesus do? How about what would Yahushua do? That's where we need to be looking and pattern our lives after his life and die to our flesh, crucify our flesh as Yahushua hung from the tree. So we hang ourselves from the tree. And now that we're dead and with Yahushua, now we rose again and now we live for Yahushua. Because he became transgression who knew no transgression, that we might be the righteousness of Elohim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's high time, brothers and sisters, and in love and in all meekness and all humility, I come before you, and I plead with you, and I petition with you, and I make supplications with you. Because you know what? We all just one nation. We all one. We all had one. We all one nation. And I noticed that as coming into the truth that, you know, the supplications are, like they say, the prayers, or the, like we say, the petitions or the supplications that we make, they're not singular. They're plural. When we say our prayers, our Shema twice a day and our Amidah three times a day, they're plural. They're not singular. We're making petitions. We're making supplications for all of us. And Yah is truly bringing us back. Yah is truly calling out his people. Yah is picking his people and calling them out to become teachers, to be like Elder V, to become teachers and preachers and spread this good news, the Bisorah, in these nations where we've been scattered. And I give all praises to Yahweh for scattering me into America. Because, you know, yeah, America's got its problems, but you know what? We can be in some worse scattered nations out there. Hallelujah. So it's not by accident you where you at now. And all these folks telling you to pick up your stuff and go somewhere, you better hold up. Y'all gonna come get you when he's ready for you. Yeah. So, my brothers and my sisters, I just want to leave y'all with encouragement and with shalom, and to tell you that, I mean, don't give up. Don't give up and don't give in. You stand for what you believe in. Because believe me, the storms are coming. Yahushua said, if they wanna kill me, if they call me the evil one, what you think they're gonna call you? If they wanna kill me, what you think they're gonna do to you? Standing up in my name and for my name. Hallelujah. So let's look at Mark. Let's go back to some word here. Let's go to Mark chapter 7, verse 13. It says right here, making the word of Elohim of no effect through your traditions, which you have handed down, and many such like things you do. You see that right there? Making the word of Elohim, the Torah, of no effect through your traditions. You walking in some traditions, Torah can't dwell there. You going after the traditions of men? Torah can't dwell there. You see, Mr. Pekah, it's real easy. We make it hard, but it's real simple. You either in or you out. With Yah, you in or you out. You right or you left. You wrong or you right. You up or you down. It's that simple. See, but we wanna play middleman, do a little bit here, do a little bit there, and try to squeak on in, or you know, just follow our own traditions, do our own ways. And in doing that, we nullify the word of Elohim. the Torah of Musa. We nullify that when we start seeking after our own traditions and doing our own things. And back to Romiah chapter 2, we're going to be judged for that. We're going to be judged by that same Torah that we rejected and nullified. That same Torah we're going to be judged by. So it's high time for us to pick up a book. Not pick up a book, pick up the Torah. And I highly recommend, I'm not here to toot nobody's horn, but I'm a student of Rabbi Simon Altav, so is Elder V, on this journey. And I highly recommend the AFN Hebraic Study Scriptures, edition 4. It will truly increase you because we don't use that word blessed. That's actually a pagan. The root word is based in paganism. You know, smearing blood all on something. You know, saying some kind of incantations and chants and all that kind of foolishness. So we say increased. May the benevolent Yahweh increase you. And this book right here, these scrolls will truly do that. They will truly do that. They will open your understanding up to where you can learn. And you know, I was discussing this with Elder V, how, you know, as we come out of this, the religions that we're in, as we come out of that, we still want to hang on. We got like some baggage that we just can't let go, some carry-on baggage, and we just can't let it go, can't let it go. And one of those things is, you know, we have to be up in a facility. You know, every Sunday you up in the church, so you kind of want to hang on to a facility. But you know what? It's high time for you to pick up that Torah and begin to read for yourself and study to show yourself approved. Not to sit down in that padded pew or that padded chair and listen to somebody try to tell you how the word is to be dictated to you or to give you an interpretation. John 14:26, Mother Chokmah, she will teach you all things. She will teach you all things and bring unto remembrance whatsoever Yehovah has told you. Mother Chokmah would do that. She's your teacher. Rabbi Simon Altav hadn't stepped foot in no school, no type of institution for higher learning in religiosity or Hebrew studies. No, he was taught by Mother Chokmah. So I'm a firm believer now that I have been rescued. We don't use that word saved. We were rescued. Yahushua rescued us from the pits of Sheol hell. We've been rescued. Now that I've been rescued, I see that individual study, and especially as a male, as a Hebrew Israelite male, as a male in Yisrael, I am the priest of my home. And I assume that responsibility, and I take that, and I take that role very serious. And I'm a firm believer in doing my own study, and of course, being under right leadership with the wisdom of Mother Chokmah as our guide. Because, you know, we have some leadership. We have some folk and some leadership out here that they done found 7 other roads to go down. And their understanding is just off. You know, I'm not here to pass judgment, but I'm just assessing the whole situation. I'm watching, I'm seeing the fruits that's coming off the tree, and they're not Torah-based. We can assess one another. Yeah, you can judge yourself. I can judge myself, get myself correct. But my other brothers and sisters, I assess them, and I watch the fruit that's coming off their tree. I think that's a wonderful way to look at it, because it's easy to pass judgment on folk when we dealing with our own problems, our own demons that we have to work out. And remember, people, remember, Mishpachah, that the fear of Yah is the beginning of all wisdom. Understand what I'm saying? The fear of Yah is the beginning of all wisdom. That's where wisdom starts. When you truly fear Yah. You fear him to the point to where you don't want to do nothing wrong. Not that he's making you, because Yah give us a choice to serve him or not. But out of such fear and all humbleness and all humility and all meekness, you do not want to do anything that would upset the benevolent Yahweh. And you truly have a heart for him. Because he gonna prove you. He gonna prove you like he proved our forefathers. He gonna make you go through some wilderness to prove and to see if your heart is truly for him, or if you're just trying to fake the phone to kind of get in halfway. You see, y'all don't play these little churchiosity games. Y'all is yes and no. Y'all is in or out. Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High, y'all. And in all humbleness, and I want to tell everybody out there, I truly do love y'all with the love of Elohim. And that, you know, one day we will be back in our land, and we're not taking it by force. We're not to go there right now, and not to sell your house and pack up and move over there right now. No, we will be in our land when Yahushua comes back. When Yahushua comes back and take us to the land, then we will be there. But until then, we are to what? Devarim 5:1. We are to learn, keep, and do Torah. And if you do not have a, I don't know what title y'all use now, a Nazi or a Moré or a teacher, a rabbi, I truly recommend you go check out the Abrahamic-Faith website and just start listening to Rabbi Simon Altav's teachings, and you will truly be increased. You will come into an understanding that you've probably never had and never will, because this is straight truth. And it's brought to you in our forefathers' light, in the Hebrew light, in the Hebraic light. So I think I've been talking a lot, and I don't think we're taking any calls tonight. I don't know what's the deal with that, but I want to tell y'all I love y'all. And to always remember that Yah loves you. And remember, walk in that Torah. Live the Torah, the laws of Musa, to the best of your ability. And you too will be perfect. Shalom, shalom, Mishpachah. This is Kiva Ben Yah out of San Antonio, Texas. Shalom.